Previously on BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Just to let you know, we are easing you in, by the way. Musically, we are easing you in. There will be a button very soon that will appear called the bass cannon button, where if at any point you are flagging, you press that button.
But we'll talk about
bass cannon.
And what does a bass cannon do exactly?
This is what a bass cannon does. This? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if at any point you're flagging, press this button because... Energy boost! Come on, Dave!
Bass cannon.
My mum would tell you this is just noise.
To be brutally honest, so would my mum.
Let's do another song. Let's hit me with another one.
Now, we've actually got you a very special present here.
Have a listen.
Chris Moore's is thick with a mood. Tell Comedy Dave to come out and play. The longest Radio 1 show ever. Because he's been doing this thing since day.
Chipmunk's here.
Chipmunk is here. Born a champion.
I was born a champion.
We completely improved that song, by the way, Chipmunk.
Did you hear about this, Chip?
Tina singing it. She does a good job.
Mm.
That works with a female vocal.
Well, with a bit of help from Auto-Tune as well.
Some people give their lives.
Oh, that's before the auto-tune.
Some people don't believe, but I was born a champion.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for comic relief.
Yeah!
Hour 16.
Yeah, whippy doos.
Yeah.
Hi, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Chris Miles. Hi, Comedy Dave.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you is the question.
We're all right, considering.
All right.
Yeah. Why? No reason.
Do we not look it?
No, you do actually look very, very perky. Probably the healthiest people in the building.
Thanks. Well, we're living.
I wouldn't say that, Nick.
Well
you look very healthy. Look at your hair.
Yeah. Look at this. I did telly today, so that's why the hair's nice.
Something tells me you're always like that.
No, it's not.
Really?
Your skin, looks good as well.
Thanks. And, moisturising.
Are you still running?
I had an unfortunate fall from a rickshaw.
Oh.
Obviously being
Is that what
sensible.
You do to make up the money?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Run rickshaws, yeah. It's working
I
out.
I thought I'd seen you around London's West End.
And I did my ankle in, but yeah, running commenced yesterday. Day one.
And what did you do yesterday?
I just got on a treadmill. Half an hour.
Well
not,
done.
Not too long. Thanks.
Well, half an hour's good. It's
for comic
time.
Relief. No.
It's for Nick relief. Not in that way, love, obviously, but just saying. All right, so we're on for the next 2 hours with Nick.
Uh-huh.
Doing his show with him. It's
gonna
be
You're
great.
Rubbing your eyes as you say it.
As you say it, like bored already.
I'm good. I'm fine.
We're all right.
I'm all good. I'm ready. We've been on the radio for quite a few hours. Mm-hmm. 15 hours and 36 minutes.
Wow.
So we're into hour 16. Shall we go?
Let's do it.
No, I mean, shall we go?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go if you want. I feel like that's enough.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for comic relief. Hour 16.
If I knew you played songs like this, I'd tune in more often, Nick. What a tune. Arcade Fire,
tune.
Wake Up.
Great.
Is that meant to be some kind of ironic dig?
Yeah, there's a few.
Have you scheduled the music with us in mind?
We have, actually.
Have
well, certain things. I've put some stuff in that I know you might have liked, and then some stuff that I thought you may like, some brand new stuff.
Nice.
Oh, we've been very thoughtful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick Grimshaw.
I was especially thoughtful when I like that I'm showing off how thoughtful
Aren't
I am.
Aren't I great?
I am great. Because we attempted to do something quite nice for you, because we thought by this time, like 16 hours in,
right,
going into the night, we attempted to do like a pampering session for you.
Oh, nice.
And I thought maybe you and Dave would have enjoyed, you know, the fish that eat all the dead skin off your feet. Have you seen that?
Yeah, no.
Are they piranhas?
Yeah, you put your feet in this tub of fish and it eats away the dead skin and all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, we couldn't do it because
thank God for that.
They would have died.
Yeah.
They would have died.
My feet are not that bad.
Well, no, in transit.
In fact, I need to swap my trainers for my slippers.
What, do you have slippers? Let's have a look.
Oh, they're really nice.
Oh. Oh, I don't know if I... Oh, they look lovely, then. Yeah.
They're so cool.
Are they a slip-on, or do they have a back?
No, they've got a back.
Oh, okay. Do you walk it down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you constantly have to do that to put them back up again.
Are we really
talking
about
slippers?
You've got to run out
to the shops. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
We're doing all right, though. We've been on the air non-stop for 15 hours and 45 minutes. And
wow.
Do you know what? I feel all right.
Yeah.
I had a little shower earlier during the news, during Newsbeat, and now I'm all right. I'm rocking.
I heard Marianne Hobbs. Before she does a show, always brushes her teeth.
Does she?
She finds it a refreshing thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do that soon.
Maybe have a little teeth.
Again, is that another dig?
That actually came from management upstairs. Right, they asked me to make that lie up, yeah.
Nick, management never here at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, let alone quarter past 10 at night. You're going to be kidding me. Although, our controller is coming in tonight at midnight to do the night shift. The big boss of Radio 1, who, by the way, is allowed to go, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
He's coming in at midnight.
Wow.
To do like the overnight kind of compliance. Mm. We have to have someone kind of checking everything. And he's chosen the midnight shift.
As
why
in,
has he done that?
As in Parf Daddy. As in none higher.
Hey, I got on the tube with Parf Daddy.
Did you?
Did you?
I went to this quite boring talk at the BBC that I had to go to. And then on the way back, he's like, oh, thanks for coming. He's like, are we getting back there? Thinking, oh, just say I don't have a cab, thinking he'd have a limo.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said, let's just get the tube together. I was like,
that's right. And you spend the entire journey going, well, this is a disgrace. At least a car wouldn't go amiss.
I know, exactly.
I paid my licence fee. Where's my driver? All right, well, look, we're in your hands, Nick.
Okay.
Now.
So steer as you wish.
You what happens on the show usually?
Yeah. Well, I know, obviously, because I tune
How often? Like be
every,
honest.
Every night.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. What happens then?
If you do the news at 10, past 10.
Yeah. All should right. we do that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bong.
No, thanks. All right.
Past 10.
Bong.
No, not yet, Dave.
All right, sorry.
Not yet. Bong. First up, and it seems celebrity fragrances are all the rage. Beyonce has one, Christina has one, Britney has one, Mossy has one. Now add to that new list.
Motty?
No, Mossy. Kate Moss.
Mossy.
Not John Mossy.
You could smell like me.
Smell my fragrance.
The person who's got a new one out today is as stupid as that. Talisa from N-Dubs. Launching a fragrance.
She's not stupid. She's,
No. The
she's
idea.
Misunderstood.
Guess what she's going to want it to smell like?
Dappy.
Fish and chips.
Silk cut fags and white wine.
Oh, good girl.
Actually wants it as that.
Classy.
Did you go for that?
What, Talisa or the fragrance?
The fragrance.
No.
Bong. Staying on the N-Dubs vibe. Yeah. Phaser has admitted that he has an affinity to a certain famous person and believes they are one of a kind. Chris, who is Phaser talking about?
Charlie Sheen.
Is it John McCririck?
The answer from his actual mouth today, because I was working with them today, Einstein. No sense of irony.
Phaser from N-Dubs.
Einstein.
Right.
Einstein.
He needs help, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Were they both vegetarians or something?
I have no idea. I think they both had heads, they're very similar.
Bong.
Bong.
And finally this evening, some sad news. For me personally, it is now official. This is officially sad news. I am half as strong as Alid.
I know what you're going to say. Really?
Half as strong as Alid.
Are you talking about bench pressing?
Bench pressing.
Oh.
65 he does. 30.
I don't believe that he's got this right.
He can't. Oh.
On my life.
It doesn't move when I try it.
Okay. So I'm in the bin in the gym the other day doing bench pressing. I'm in the bin afterwards. And I'm like, okay, so I've built up my bench press past 50. 52 and a half, 55, 60, 62, okay? I can do 6 reps at 62 kilograms on the bench press. Alan comes in the other morning and goes, I can do 65. There's nothing on him. The guy's like a tube of toilet roll.
Also, to put this into perspective, I went onto a weight conversion site the other day to work out what it was. If he bench pressed another 2 kilograms up to 67, that would be my weight.
That's insane.
That'd be lifting me up.
It doesn't move when I try and do it.
I think he's got grams and kilograms completely.
Yeah, it must
be. I genuinely
think 65 grams.
He can't. There's no way on God's earth that Alid can lift 65.
Is he going to be here tomorrow night when I'm here?
He's around tonight.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, maybe could we get some weights? Could we set the challenge?
What you're saying, Nick, if I'm with you on your wavelength, you want him to see if he can pick Dave up and do 6 reps.
If he can't, he's a liar.
If he lies
on his back, and then I will go over his hands.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough you can't refuse. Bong. All right, nice.
So there we go, that's the news.
Thank you very much. Bong.
So tonight, we have a guest coming in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Katie B.
Good.
She's on a mission.
She is. Yeah.
I hope she's not tonight, because I can't drink.
She's got a new album on the way, so we thought we'd get her in for a chat. I love Katie B.
I've never met her.
She's amazingly
nice. She performed
nice.
At the she's Radio good. 1 Christmas party.
Yeah.
Actually, we like to say we have parties anymore. Anyway,
no.
Christmas
we
gathering.
We paid for it.
Yeah.
Not a pay it party when you pay for it yourself.
She was very good, wasn't she?
I missed it. I wasn't there.
Oh, Miss Dynamite.
You managed to get out of it. We're all waiting for you.
So she's going to be in to see us in about 10 minutes or something.
All right, cool.
Yeah, going to be good.
KTB.
First, though, I thought we'd do this. This is a brand new record from Does It Offend You? Yeah.
It's called The Monkeys. You mixed that really well there. You did.
I did that earlier.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, KTB, then. Here we go. Wow. KTB.
Mm.
No, that was Does It Offend You? Yeah.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's your accent.
It said
it's
your accent. KTB montage into
Does It Offend You?
Does It Offend You? Yeah.
And the answer would be, Does It Offend You?
Just
no.
Abbreviate it.
I have no idea what I'm playing. I've got to be honest with you, Nick.
I like a monkey sound effect on a record.
Why not?
Why are they all not?
Sure. Why are they all not? Nick, sure. Where are you from, Nick?
From Oldham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know the best way to Oldham?
Which way?
What vibe you do?
I have never heard that in my entire life.
Are you serious?
From Oldham, yeah.
Really?
You've never heard?
Really?
Do you not know the best way to Oldham? Just like this. There you are.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
You could have shown Nick, you could have grabbed his kahunas.
I could have done, but I felt that might be a bit of an invasion of privacy. Yeah,
maybe in an hour or something.
Maybe, yeah, once we're more acquainted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got someone on the phone.
Oh, God, who?
Who? Oh, and by the way, that's the right reaction to have when you find out who it is. Hello, Fern Cotton.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to ring in and see that you chaps were doing okay. You sound really chirpy.
Well, thank you.
If you've been out on the lash and you're drunk, I'm not interested in talking.
Of course, I'm not. I'm on the way back. I'm in the cab on the way back from Celebrity Juice.
You sound drunk, I think.
She does a bit.
I'm definitely not drunk.
You're not drunk.
Red wine.
How many glasses of red wine did you have?
One glass.
When you say glass, do you mean bottle?
No, glass.
All right, okay.
Are you sure?
And it was a very good, fun show, but I was worried about you. I was thinking about you loads while I was there and just hoping that you were doing okay because I couldn't listen to the radio. But you sound brilliant.
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks, yeah.
No, do you know what, Fern? Nick's doing really, really well. He's nearly made half an hour now.
26 minutes.
Know. You know?
And he's almost as flying as you are,
doing good. Like,
yeah. I'm doing well, thanks, Fern. Thanks for the concern.
Oh, good, I'm glad. Dave and Chris, do you feel like you're going to make it, like you're fine?
I don't feel like I can even think about making it past. Literally, it is 1 hour at a time. But it's been so busy since you left, Fern, today. Yeah. Greg's show was so ridiculously busy. And then Scott's show. And then we were straight into Mr. Jam. And then we did the live kind of show with Jimmy Carr and Vernon, which was all over the place. Straight into Nick. Yeah. So it's just been non-stop. I'm kind of looking forward to our show at midnight. I'm no offence, Nick.
I actually said
to Alan, do you know what? I can't wait for Nick's show because I think it'll just bring it down a little bit. We can relax.
Bring it down.
Bit. No, like as in it's
more soothing.
Chilled, Nick.
But Fern, I think to establish the size of the task in question.
Wait there 1 second, Dave.
Just getting a drink.
Sorry, Mr. Cab driver. Can you go left here? Thank
Oh my God.
Oh, don't worry. We'll hold.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you
back?
I'll be home in about 3 seconds.
To put into context the task in question, we've done 16 hours almost.
Right.
If we're to do the target that we have already mentioned, possibly, that would be another 36 hours.
Oh, do you know what? I don't want to think about
16 it. 16 done, 36 to go. Yeah. So let's
can do it. I totally believe it.
No, Fern, we can't, and I want to fail now. It's such a stupid idea, this. It's so stupid.
It's an amazing idea, you know.
It's a stupid idea.
It is for us.
No, for you, maybe.
It's very entertaining. It's a dip
I
in and out.
I would love to be on with you. And then when the show finishes, go, Nick, I'm going home for a beer and bed. Bye-bye. Leave you. And then wake up the next day, switch on, you're still on.
Fern.
I think you're doing such a brilliant job. And how are you finding the music that Grimmy's playing on his show?
Good, it's actually.
All right, so we've done like two songs.
We're just playing KTB with monkeys offending or something.
Right.
I don't know what it was. I've got to be honest with you. It's not the same to me. But then we played Arcade Fire, which I love, and we played Wolfgang, which I've heard before, Dancing with the Devil, which I've played third time for me today, playing that.
We've got James Pants on the way.
James Pants?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
And still to come, music from Yuck and Jack Beats.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's all to come on the big show.
Good conviction there, Dave.
Yeah, thanks
Fern,
so much.
What's that? Are you putting the key in the door?
I've just walked into the front door. I'm in the house right now.
Oh, she's on safe.
This.
Okay.
I'm loving this.
What are you going to do now, Fern?
I don't want to say, because it's not fair on Crystal Dave.
Oh,
no.
Well, I'm going to put my PJs on. I can't. I was going to talk to you guys.
Don't torment them for.
Oh, she's putting her PJs on. Oh, I've come over all clammy.
Not in that way. In a way that you're sleep deprived and I won't be, hopefully.
All right, okay. Well, look, we'll leave you to it. Go and have a nice evening, you cow.
Nice kip.
I'll see you bright and early tomorrow, and I promise to make it a really nice, fun show.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Do you want them to call you every hour on the hour just to let you know that they're okay?
You could probably just text me and I'll have my phone on silent. Right. Really. Thanks, okay. Adele. Right.
Well, we can send someone around.
No, okay.
You sound more stocky than I do. Thanks, Fern. Right.
Bye, love you all.
Bye.
I'd love her.
Oh.
It's nice for her to ring in, see how we're doing.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely drunk, though.
See,
she didn't sound 100% herself, did she? Had to be said.
You know when she says she's had one glass of wine, she means one of those really big ones. You know, the one that actually takes about
a bottle.
Almost a bottle. Yeah.
Grimmy's going, are they the big ones? Are they? She thought they were an average size glass.
Really? It's a starter.
They're big. Yeah. Those ones are big.
She's had one of them, hasn't she?
Do you mean the ones that look like a bottle and you put a straw in those glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, what do you want to do now?
We should play a record.
What do you want to play?
What about Sleepyhead?
Oh, Passion Pit.
Yeah.
I'd love to
do a bit of Passion Pit.
That would be apt.
Because when I'm trying to stay awake, I want to play Sleepyhead.
Yeah,
of course
I thought. Yeah. Always thinking.
There is no off position on the Genius Switch, is there, Nick? Right, it's 10:30, it's Wednesday night, it's BBC Radio 1 and Radio 1's longest ever show with myself, Chris, Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
Passion Pit, Sleepyhead, BBC Radio 1.
Hop. This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for comic relief.
What hour is this?
Hour 17.
Hour 17.
Wow.
This is all for Comic Relief, by the way. We're not just doing it for a laugh. We're trying to raise some money for Comic Relief by doing the longest show ever on Radio 1 that we can. And you can help us, by the way, if you'd like to give us some money, which would be very nice of you.
That's what it's all about.
Oi! Here's what you do. If you're watching on the red button still, or you're watching online, hi, I'm Chris. This is Dave.
I'm Dave.
By the way.
Hello.
Hang on.
Did you say boyfriend?
Hang on. No, my friend.
Oh, friend.
Hang on, this is Dave.
Hi.
And this is Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
And this is Chris. Hi, this is Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
This is Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
Who's doing the button? Stevie Wonder?
Don't know, fell asleep.
Who's in the truck?
Oh.
So someone's having a doze. Oh. And this is Dave.
Sloppy.
This is
Nick. Oh, that was quick.
Hi.
All right. So look, here's what we'd like you to do. Get your phone out right now and write the word Chris and send it to 70011. It'll cost you £1 plus your standard network message charge. The whole pound will go to Cover Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill, pays permission. So that's the number right there. So text Chris to 70011. Text Chris to 70011. That's £1 to Cover Relief, which they can spend in the UK or across Africa. Full terms, conditions, and if you want to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's all on there, going across the screen if you're watching. And if you're just lying in bed listening to Nick going, shut up, I want to hear Nick.
Then here he is.
But text Chris to 70011. Let's try and get loads of money tonight, please.
Are you surprised at how much money you've got?
Yes.
It's insane, isn't it?
Absolutely blown away. I thought we'd do 100 grand for the whole
thing. Me too.
Thing,
yeah.
I'd have been delighted with that. And then I said to Alan, if we hit 200 grand, that would be amazing. If we hit 250,000, like, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're on 268,000.
In a day.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I think it's really touching people, you know? People are really into it. When I was out and about today, everyone was really behind you.
Nice. Are they? Hello.
They are.
Ah, I saw what I did there. So text Chris to 70011. Thank you very much indeed.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for Comic Relief. Hour 17.
Hour 17. They just put an apology banner up on the red button saying we apologise if you've seen anything that is likely to offend.
What, my
I think
face?
They mean you.
Did they mean me?
Face? Yeah, maybe it's your
hair.
Oh,
God.
Hang on,
I could get it into like a top knot if that's less offensive.
What else?
Leave it. Leave it as it is. No. Leave it up.
I'll leave it up.
It's
like
nice.
That.
What else could have been offensive?
I don't know.
I haven't done anything.
Was it my slippers?
I don't know. I haven't done anything offensive, have I?
Was it a red nose?
Oh, hang on. Will's just said, no, you're sorry. That was my mistake.
Oh, Will.
Oh, Will's the only one who's offensive.
We may as well swear now that we've apologised.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well.
Oh, you're ruddy fella, you. Do you want to bring Katie in?
Yes, we get her in. Katie okay, B, right. Our guest, is
will
here.
You introduced her to us?
Yeah, you've not met, have you? Have you met her, Dave?
No, I saw her at said Christmas gathering, uh-huh. but I've not met.
Okay, well, she's amazing, is Katie B. Let's have a round of applause.
Come on in, Katie B! Yay. Hi, Katie B.
Hi.
Welcome.
Katie B, you're
thanks
wee.
For me.
How are you?
Huh?
You're wee.
I'm wee.
You're only little.
You're only little.
Very little.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm a midget.
No,
really?
Not, yeah, but you're no, wee.
Okay. This is Dave.
Hello, Katie.
You're right, Dave.
This is Christopher.
Hi, Katie.
Hello,
this is Katie.
Hi, Katie B.
Have you been listening today? Be honest.
No.
Live lounge.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah.
Just
been in the
before
building.
You walked in to the studio yeah. from the other room, you were listening.
Yeah, I was there for
really
a good
nice.
5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you donated? You can do it when you leave.
Yeah, nearly.
You can do it when you leave.
Nearly.
Okay.
There's no signal
she's
down
all over
here.
This.
There's no signal down here.
Good answer. Yeah, yeah. Good answer. Okay. So what's been going on today, Katie B? How was your day?
Oh, I've just been, you know, just doing lots of interviews, really, mm-hmm. actually.
What's your most asked question? What does the B stand
you,
for?
You know, that's not... You mm-hmm. would think I'd get that more, but, you know...
Which one did he say? What?
What does the B stand for?
Yeah.
By the way, what does the B stand for?
Banana.
Katie Banana.
Yeah.
Kate Banana, yeah.
Yeah. Sick name.
That's wicked, isn't it?
But what is it? What's the most you like, oh my God, I'm not answering this anymore.
Brian.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's Brian.
Not as
exciting.
The B stands for Brian?
Yeah.
Katie Brian.
Yeah.
Katie Brian, right. Yeah.
Because she's at like a mashup of two people. Katie.
Right. And Brian.
Wow, I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
Katie Brian.
Yeah. So where have you been? Tell me about your tour.
Which tour?
Your radio tour today of interviews.
Oh no. Well, yesterday I was all in like Birmingham and Manchester mm-hmm. and the day before I was in Lincolnshire.
Oh, hello.
Ooh.
But today I was in London. Yeah, today I was in London just doing more phony kind of stuff.
Do you get time to be at home? Because I imagine now it's kicked off
not
the last
really.
Couple
I've
months.
I've been doing like proper 14-hour days, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I can't really complain about that.
I was going to say,
14-hour days, Dave?
Hey, Katie, look at the clock behind me. Right, we've been
16 hours,
8 minutes we've been on the air for.
Yeah. Maybe you
it's
should
amazing.
Measure it in like the days.
Excuse
of,
me?
Maybe you should measure the hours that you've been here.
Right.
I was thinking we could maybe do that between midnight and two.
Yeah.
It'll take me that long. Just say 5 minutes. Sorry. I'm being
like measure the hours in the hours of a day that a pop star works.
Yeah.
So you've leapfrogged Katie B. You're approaching like Lady Gaga.
Are you a pop star, Katie? Do you class yourself as a pop star?
I don't know.
I love this question. If you go on holiday, let's say you go on holiday to St. Lucia, right?
Yeah.
You get a week off. And you're in the hotel, and you're at the bar, and you've seen this couple, like, for the last three, 4 days. They're staying at the same resort, and you get chatting with them, and they go, so what's your name? You got Katie, where are you from? And, like, what do you do? What would you say to a complete stranger?
I'm a musician.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, what music do you play?
I play kind of country / classical.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Sometimes I mix it up a little bit.
No.
Have you done that yet? Have you lied to people's face?
It depends. Like sometimes when you're, you know, cab drivers always love to talk to you.
Always.
They always love it. And sometimes I'll be like, they'll sort of say, oh, are you KB? Oh, you know, and they'll say, oh, my daughter likes you. And, you know, you'll get chatting with
I them. Hate you, but my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves you.
I think it's just noise and it's always too bloody loud.
Actually, no, someone has actually said that. A cab driver actually has said that before. Then sometimes you're just like, yeah, you're just tired and you're just like, yeah, I'm a receptionist, yeah.
Because it's easier,
you're a receptionist,
isn't it?
Yeah, I'm dropping you off at a recording studio. That's where I work.
I'm
a reception. Yeah.
I always get cabbies when I get a cab here to work at night time, and they're like, oh, where are you going? And I say the address, and they're like, oh, just buy Radio 1. I was like, yeah, yeah, please. And they're like, plays rubbish, that machine. I get especially
the
night.
Fella at night time.
They're like, especially at night. They're like, what'd you do? They're like, a show. It's just noise. Absolute noise.
I used to say when
oh, it's nice, to, you know, nice dying. For the ego before you come yeah. to the show.
I've done that. I used to work for another radio station. I used to work for Capital, and you get in a cab in London, and every cab knows Capital Radio. Well, what do? You a DJ? And you just think, the fact that they're asking obviously means they don't know who I am. So rather than get into it, I go, no, I answer the phones.
Yeah.
They go, oh, what show do you answer the phones on? And I'm like, just a late night
quiz show.
I used to say I was an engineer or a technician or something, because they never normally ask any more questions after that.
But then you don't want to do that and then them have some like weird technology facts and be like, oh really, I studied that.
And then you
that.
Just sound like a really bad engineer.
Just say that, I'm not very good. I'm a really rubbish engineer. Don't ask me any questions and keep on driving.
Should we have a connected.
Say, should we play Plan B?
Oh no, I was going to say should we play Katie B.
Close.
The other B. Close. Yeah.
All right. Katie, do you want to introduce your own song?
Sure.
Go on then. Yeah, DJ Katie B.
Which one is it?
We'll go for the recent hit.
We'll play
one.
Broken Record.
Okay. This is my new song. It's Broken Record.
Wow, look at that.
I've been doing it all day.
Record. Like KDB, Broken Record, coming out on the 28th of March, which is a third single from the album.
Yes, it is. I'm just going to order some tea. KDB, you hungry? Does anyone want anything?
I've just eaten, thank you.
Okay. I've just eaten as well,
You're going to order your food?
Yeah.
What are you having?
I'm going to have a pizza.
Oh, don't do
that.
No, hang on. Not in here. I mean, I know technically this is your
show,
but...
Why do you have a big slab of cake afterwards?
Why can't you eat a pizza?
And loads of fizzy pop.
Because, I'll explain.
It's cheese-free.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have cheese on a pizza?
No, not really.
So what do you have...
I have just a tomato.
1 second, Katie. Sorry, this is fascinating.
Do you know what? I talk about this every single night on the show.
Cheese on your pizza. I know that because I listen. So no cheese on your pizza.
No cheese. I get the Napolitana, but with no cheese. So it's got tomato.
Yeah.
And then I have some chilies, some artichoke, and then some rocket, and then a bit of parmesan.
Are you single?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Do you know what? It's a bit like Chappers, who used to work here.
Yeah.
Used to order Hawaiian pizza, but with
no Hawaiian.
No pineapple. Essentially a ham pizza.
A ham pizza.
Yeah. I have a pepperoni passion with no pepperoni, please.
We're not eating pizza and other junk food because we've been told to eat.
You can have a slice. It's
good
like
things.
thin, you know, it's thin crust. Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. We've had dim sum.
And you don't get that. You don't get any like chicken strippers or anything else. Garlic
chicken
bread.
Strippers.
Yeah. You don't get any of them.
No, I don't get any chicken strippers.
You don't. No. You're talking as if you don't know what chicken strippers are.
Yeah, it's a food, by the way. There's not dancers.
Katie,
that's rude.
No,
rude. Aren't they just called chicken?
You've never heard of chicken strippers?
Are they're from like McDonald's or something, aren't they?
No, it's from a pizza place which is named after I don't know how.
It's the type of game that old men play in the pub.
Yeah, you know the game Domino's? There's a pizza place named after them. But other pizza places are available, obviously.
I've never heard of a chicken stripper.
Oh, you want to get on it?
Yeah. What is it? Just a bit of chicken?
Like a chicken goujon.
Yeah, and they have like little dips. Normally comes with either barbecue or honey mustard, doesn't it? they normally give you two dips. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Double dipping. Anyway, back to Katie.
Back to Katie B. I love Broken Record.
Oh, cheers.
I really do. I feel like it's a nice, the friendlier side of Katie B.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a bit more lovely.
So. Yeah, it is more romantic, isn't it? It's that kind of side coming out there.
Yeah. Is it about me? Oh. Come on, be honest.
Be honest and say no.
No. Don't think so.
Is it about anybody?
I don't know. I think when I write songs, it's more about like, it's more an emotion that kind of draws on a lot of different things.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, rather than like, it was this one guy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's been loads of them.
Have you ever...
That's it. Like a whole coach load.
Have you ever written a song like about an experience which you haven't had or a situation you haven't had and you've just kind of put yourself in the mindset of it and written a song?
Yeah, definitely. There's a song on my album called Witch's Brew and I'm not a witch.
Oh, right.
And I
haven't clever.
Made a...
A brew?
A brew.
I definitely made a brew.
Yeah, we just had a brew now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, Witch's Brew.
Because I always think when you listen to like... Because I think some songwriters... like write all from the heart and everything but they've got to be able to write a song pretty much about anything.
Definitely. Otherwise it gets boring because they're just writing about themselves all the time.
And if you're happily like, let's say there's songwriters out there of which there are many who are happily married and been with the same person for years and then you listen to their album and the song's about breaking up, the song's about lost loves and the song's about, and two things always cross my mind. Number one, do they sit there and go, right, I'm going to write a song about being miserable because my woman's left me, And do you want a cup of tea, love?
Yeah, thanks.
What time is dinner? All right, we're going out. Right, lovely. And then they have to kind of put themselves in the mindset of being heartbroken.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that is, I don't know if you're single or you've got someone, I don't know.
Are you single, yeah.
Officially single, but you've secretly got someone.
Right, okay.
All right. Yeah. Katie's secretly seeing someone. Single. She doesn't want anyone to know that, right?
Okay. Fair enough.
So then you write a song about breaking up with someone and how heartbroken you are. Does the songwriter's partner then go,
who's that about then?
And then get jealous. Because I would.
Yeah. I think that's probably definitely something that happens.
You can only write about what
really?
You know.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great thing to write about as a song.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's
and you can song. Call it It's Only a Song, Love.
Yeah, well, catchy, yeah. Be nice,
it
that.
Paid for the holiday. Shut up.
So shut up complaining, yeah. When's the tour happening? That's soon, right?
April and May.
Oh, Nazi.
How do you know all this?
So I've got tickets to see it at least.
Have you? Do you know what was? Do you know what was weird actually? Before Christmas, someone put up a poster near my house that said KTB, Coco. Is he playing Coco?
Yeah,
right? 5th of May. I was like, is this it's being advertised now?
At Christmas?
Yeah.
That's a long way in advance, isn't it?
People were prepared.
That's when the
please
tickets
say
came on sale. Yeah.
Katie, please say it's sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out.
I was going to say.
Because if tickets are still available.
I don't know. I think there are still some in Leeds. Yeah, maybe.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not too
well,
sure.
I bought loads, let me tell you.
He's got loads.
There might not be many left.
Are your mum and dad going as well?
Yes, they love KTB.
Yeah.
My mum and dad are well into it. You'd be surprised.
What do your mum and dad actually like? Because my mum and dad listen to my radio and my dad always says, it's all right, but the music's bloody awful.
He's like, and does he say that to his friends as well?
Oh, yeah, to everyone.
He's Nick is great, awful. But the music, bloody awful.
Or I go home and they're like, go and see your Auntie Carmel. She'll really love to see you. She'll be nice to, you know, go back home, go and see your Auntie Carmel. And the first thing she says is like, Nick, that music, it's awful. So I don't come around and complain about your job.
It's opposite for my mum and dad. They love the music I play. Hey, all the talking. My mum goes to the Leeds Festival every year.
I've heard this.
Yeah, and she, and now for the last couple of years, has done a report on the local BBC News, which is Look North.
Amazing.
And they always say to her, the first time she ever did it was for our radio show years ago, and we gave her a few names of bands to say she'd been to see because we thought it'd be funny. I don't do that anymore. I have absolutely nothing to do with it. She gets given tickets by the organisers of the Leeds Festival, the backstage passes.
Stage access.
Life. Nothing to do with me.
Seriously.
And she did an interview for the telly at the Leeds Festival last year, and she was like, literally, she's from Dublin, my mum. She goes, well, there's some Dizzy Rascals on now. I'm missing him. I've been to see the Cribs, and they were very, very good. And it's all genuine. She absolutely loves it. She's at the Big Weekend every single
She is. VIP Vera.
VIP Vera. I was going to say, I've seen her at Big Weekend with a pass that I've seen not even the artist stuff.
No.
Oh, God.
She's got her
it
own.
It says VIP V on it, and it's like a one-of-a-kind pass that gets you everywhere.
Katie, at some point on your tour, you will see her backstage. It's unbelievable.
Crowd surfing.
And you'll go, who's the old woman? Who's the, not that old, sorry, mum. Who's the young looking woman?
Who's that beautiful young woman?
But then, like, I kind of used to get embarrassed about it, and then I just gave up because everyone loves a mum, right?
Oh, they do.
Like, if we met Katie B's mum,
we'd
be like,
oh,
hey,
she's
hello.
Lovely. Yeah, she's
and then we'd
say, hello, Mrs.
Hello,
Brian.
Angie. Yeah, she's probably listening.
Oh, hi, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Angie B.
Angie B.
While we're on mum and dad's, I took them to Big Weekend. And my dad is like not into music at all.
Well, right. Any music?
No.
Really?
Oh. He likes Ella Fitzgerald.
Right.
And he likes Bill Withers. And Bob Marley, and that is it. Frank Sinatra.
That's a very eclectic mixer, isn't it? Bob Marley and Frank Sinatra.
But I mean, that's it. Four CDs. That's it. They're on
that's
repeat. He sings all the lyrics to them all the time wrongly. And I took him to Big Weekend because I was like, have you ever been to a gig? And he's like, no. Like, you know, in his 60s, took my mum. I was trying to get them to go to Glastonbury.
Yeah. Right.
And they would not come, so I took them to Big Weekend. My mum was banging to it.
Really?
My dad hated it.
Really?
Oh, as soon as we got there, it was like, is this the thing that you do every weekend?
Did you
like,
drink?
Yeah. Not really.
Oh, right. Oh, because then you just sit like my dad and sit.
Go in the beer tent.
Yeah, no, he doesn't really drink, you know.
My dad, as we're
Where's my mum?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My dad. Mum meets all the stars. Mum loves all the showbiz stuff. So
yeah,
she'll be go so. Over to everyone. She, and she's met everybody. She met Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters before I did.
That's ridiculous.
But my dad, he's not really that bothered. He'll socialise with everyone and have a drink, and he likes it all and everything. Anyway, one year at the big weekend, Pink played, and my mum had to go and meet Pink. So she goes over, hello, I'm Chris's mum and all that. And dad was there going, hello, like that. Anyway, Pink goes, are you Chris Moore's dad? Oh, my God. And that's it. Pink was obsessed with my dad. And my dad has no idea who she is. He just thinks she's a lovely American girl. You know, he just probably thought she was giving out programmes and stuff. He didn't have a clue. And he's like, what was that girl's name? Pink.
But your dad can talk to anybody, though.
Yeah. But they love it. They'll be there this year.
Yeah.
And hopefully you will be, Katie. We don't know. We don't know if you are.
I'll bring my mum and dad as well.
Yeah!
Come on! Yeah.
We'll have a big family loving. Yeah. That came out wrong, but I think you know what I was trying to say.
In a friendly way.
Yeah, in a nice way.
Right. We're going to do the feature on the album.
Oh, yeah. Should we do this? So we do this feature every night, as you know, because you listen.
Yes, sir.
It's called... It was a feature that we dreamt up about. Dreamt up is the lamest feature ever. But we pulled this one out of the bag about 9:30 when the show was starting at 10 o'clock on our first ever show. We were thinking, probably need some features on this show. It's called 1,000 Albums That Everybody Says You Should Listen To, but we only have time to play one track. So here it is. And it's
by the way, what a great way of keeping you contracted for at least 1,000 shows.
2014. 2014.
Very clever.
Did we not contribute our own suggestions for this?
You did. Cara, do you want to explain why we're not using those? No, we're doing it tomorrow.
No. Let us down tomorrow.
Okay. We're doing it tomorrow. All right. Good. We're doing it tomorrow.
Good.
So don't worry.
Good. No, because I've had a look at the list.
Yeah.
So, Katie, you've chosen an album.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is an album that you think everybody should have in their life.
Definitely. I think she's really underrated.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Should I say who it is?
Yeah, because I've never heard of her.
She's called Teja Moses.
Bless you.
Teja Moses.
Teja Moses. Teja Moses.
She, look, we've got some facts here.
Yeah, go on, read out some facts if you want.
Okay. Before becoming a singer, she was an assistant stylist to Will Smith, Khalees, and No Doubt.
Wow. Right.
But she's also written songs for Mary J. Blige and Christina Milian.
Wow.
Was the album produced by Paul Poley and Lil Jon and Raphael Sadiq?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she an R&B soul singer from New Orleans?
Yes.
Well, I think I do
know. You do know, okay. Right. Should we do it?
Yeah, what's the album called?
It's called Complex Simplicity.
Let's listen to a quick version of it.
So when did you get into this album, Katie B?
I think I was about 16 or 17, definitely. And one of my friend's dads actually showed it.
Yeah.
Well, he showed it to her and then she was like, you've got to check this new
thing out. Got to hear this.
What a cool dad.
Mm. I can hear your influences from this, yeah?
Definitely. I mean, I think at the beginning when I first started to write songs, I think I was just trying to be her in every way, really. So yeah, I owe her a lot of credit. And I went to go and see her last year. She came to London as well. She played at 229, which is just...
Oh yeah, just over the road.
Yeah, just next to 2:30.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
The top by the station.
You can't miss it, to be honest.
It's over the road from 2:31.
I've never heard of the woman. Is that really bad to admit?
No, it's not. She's quite...
No, do you know what? I've not. This is, this is the first in a while that I've not.
She was signed to Little John's label.
Right.
And then that went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Went bankrupt.
Oh. Do you? I've never heard of it, but I'm into it. I'm liking this.
She's kind of like, she's cool.
All right, well, let's hear some Teja Moses.
1,000 Albums Chosen by Katie B.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's Teja Moses. Don't laugh at me, sexy.
It's late night love,
sexy,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm feeling that, Katie.
Yeah.
Good job. Teja, what a voice. Can you do a bit of styling on me? Thanks.
Ooh.
A bit of what?
Styling. She used to be a stylist.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Listen.
I was listening.
She used to be a stylist for Will Smith.
Maybe like a slang word or something.
Yeah, me too.
No.
Bit of styling.
You mucky girl.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Katie B. Katie B. Well, thank you for coming in to see us.
Thanks, Katie B.
Thanks, Katie B.
What happens now?
Go to bed, hopefully.
Oh, what?
Don't say it.
Don't say the B word.
Sorry.
Say you're going to do some work.
I'll go to the cinema, yeah. Going to do
doing some
work.
Charity.
You're in the cinema now? Wow, yeah. You work in the cinema as well?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Katie busy.
Ha-ha!
Very busy. Well, thank you for coming in. Good luck on tour. Are you nervous or confident? How are we feeling about tour?
On one hand, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I've done like support stuff, so you're kind of more nervous doing the support in a way because you're thinking they're waiting for Tiny. So
yeah, I guess like everyone's like eating like their crisps and stuff.
When why don't you go on tour and then when the support acts on, stand in the wings and go, they're waiting for me. Hurry up, get off. Don't be too good
with a cane.
But don't be rubbish.
Yeah, waiting for Katie.
You can walk and just go like, how many songs you got left? Come on, hurry up.
No one cares.
Yes.
Who is supporting you?
Jagger.
Okay.
Mick Jagger.
She's doing well.
Hey.
She's doing all right.
Love it.
Well, all good right. luck on tour with Mick Jagger.
Thanks, Katie B.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Katie B, everyone.
Loving it. What hour are we in now, by the way? Are we still in the 17th hour?
No, have we not just... Lord. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Hiya.
And Nick Grimshaw from Comic Relief. Hour 17.
Oh, it's all going off, Nick. Here's the phone.
Okay.
It's like Steve right in the afternoon.
Who could it be?
This
pick it up.
Our late night chat line. We have a celebrity on the phone.
Hello, Steve.
Their voice is disguised.
Right.
We have to work out between the three of us and the nation, 8199, or Twitter us. Who is it?
Okay. Who's going to answer it? You or me?
Well, you answer it. Come on.
Okay, right.
Let you answer it.
Right.
My mind's telling me no.
Please hold the line. Your call is in a queue.
See Joe Wiley.
The operator is finishing off.
But my body.
With another caller.
My body's telling me yes.
You're next in line.
Baby.
To be seen to.
Who wrote this? They've been using a few late night phone services. Because that's Bob on that.
Is it?
Apparently.
Apparently. She's good at that, Joe.
Isn't she?
I've heard that she's not going to Radio 2. That's actually what she's doing.
What, late night love call?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
All right, do you want to start this off then?
Okay.
All right.
Good evening, late night caller.
Let me lick you up and down.
Oh dear, that's disturbing.
Oh.
That Joe mystery Wiley? Voice.
It's not Joe. It's not Joe Wiley. No, it's not Joe Wiley.
Let me lick you up and down.
Oh dear.
Till it's all right.
Wrong lyrics, but okay.
I am.
Go on, have you got a question?
How are you tonight, mystery caller?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fine.
Sounds quite musical.
Right, okay, well, I have a question. Mystery caller.
Yeah.
What would you like us...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you like us to call you?
Fat registered.
Fat registered.
Does mystery caller know that we've made them sound like a man?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I take it is a man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a man?
I'm a man's man.
You're a man's man.
Man. Yeah. Okay. It's not Joe Wiley.
Man's man.
What are you wearing?
What? That's.
You want to know what I'm wearing right now?
Yeah. Describe it to us.
Okay. I'm wearing a West Ham shirt with a red kimono.
Oh,
West Ham shirt
with a red kimono.
Clash of cultures,
and colours.
Yeah,
because you got claret and blue and red.
And red, wow.
With a little dragon print on the back.
Oh,
aye, okay.
How are you wearing the kimono? Is it kind of waist?
Well, it's kind of like just above me cowboy boots.
Ooh, and cowboy boots.
Yeah, and cowboy boots.
Might be Joe Wiley. She likes cowboy boots.
Just sound like her.
No.
Okay. What do you, Mr. Caller? What do you normally do at this time of night?
I'm either getting into bed with my feline partner and throwing people out the pub.
Is
this like a real person?
This is a real person.
Come on, the clues are all there, my feline.
Have you ever met me?
Oh, I know who it is.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
I know who it is. I'm not going to say. Do you know, Nick?
No.
Honestly?
No.
I think I know who it is.
Go on, give me that clue again.
Okay. I'm normally lying next to my feline partner.
Yeah.
Or chucking people out of the pub.
I know who it is.
Do you?
I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got an idea, but mine's very, very cryptic.
We've got it.
Yeah?
Let me ask you another question. Have you ever, Mr. Carter, have you ever been to a holiday camp?
See, they're the questions that hurt.
Oh.
You know, you try and move on with your life.
I know.
You know,
I've got
like
it.
Me talking to you about hospital radio.
I've got it. It's Tiny Temper. It's Tiny Temper. Telling you. Do you know who it is, Nick?
I think.
Go on.
It may well be.
Yeah.
Shane Ritchie. No, is that wrong?
Shane? Yabba dabba dee! Love it!
How are you, love?
How are you, Mr. Ritchie?
Oh, great. Oh, what a pleasure.
Why are you up at this time of night?
Yeah, I'm just in my fictitious pub, innit?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Are you actually wearing a West Ham kit and a kimono?
Right now? No, I'm not wearing. Okay. Do you want to actually see what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
How are we going to...
Hang on, what do you mean, hold on?
Oh, he's not here, is he?
Oh, I don't know. No, he's not.
No, no, he's not here.
No.
No.
Oh.
Oh, no, he is.
We are.
Hey!
Shane Ritchie.
We are.
Shane Ritchie is here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, this is such
kidding,
a pleasure.
Love. How are you, Mr. Ritchie?
How are you, love?
Do you know what? I genuinely was thinking. He's sitting at home. He's finished a hard day work at EastEnders. Look
right?
at Shane Ritchie. Look at
Shane Ritchie. Can I say, seriously, all joking aside.
Yeah.
I
tell you what, have you had a long day? Look at you. You look terrible.
Oh, no, I haven't. Seriously. Lord. I'm tired. We've only done 12 hours in the fictitious pub.
Right.
And we were watching you this morning. We watched you have a meltdown.
Did you see that?
We were giggling.
What, at 20 past 8?
20
Nick?
Past 8.
You heard the 20 past 8.
We had having a meltdown. I'm thinking, there is not a chance in hell you're going to get this hot. Now I've heard, not only are you going to try and do the 37 hours, you're going to try and go beyond.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do it.
I don't think we're going to do
it. I'll be honest.
That's the right attitude.
I think we're going to die.
No, I'll tell you what I have noticed, though. I'll tell you what I've noticed. I know it's just standing up and there's a lot of jollity and everyone's having a great fun. But I've noticed you're starting to rub your eyes now. Are they getting itchy?
They're getting a bit itchy, yeah, but I don't feel tired.
No, but the first sign is where you start scratching your eyes.
But we've not even scratched the surface yet,
but
Shane.
What, of his eyes? Or
well, of the challenge.
I know, but what's the hour now? I know you keep staring at something. What are you staring? Where's the hour?
Behind just be you.
There, refresh.
Hang on,
on that screen
on,
there.
Right, 16 hours, 38 minutes, 53 seconds.
And now you're not even halfway, are you?
No. Not even close to halfway.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. You're really supportive, Shane.
No, I am. You're I'm really here. No, there's a few people like Billy Mitchell, Pell, Fennec, says,
Perry,
I know he's listening now. And Jesse, you know, because Jesse did your TV show.
Oh, I love
I'll
Jesse.
Tell you what, I don't know what you're, why are you not doing any cooking? I thought you'd have been a great segment on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And to do a cooking. To do your cooking.
Oh, you joke with the forms we had to fill out, Velvet and
really.
Safety, BBC will be here for a
although,
year.
To be honest with you, Shane, there's still time. He's still got about 35 hours to actually get something.
Well, you've got a few people waiting outside.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, hey, let me by the way, have you two met? Nick?
We've never ever met, have we, Shane Ritchie?
No, have
Nick
we?
Nick Grimshaw.
No.
Shane Ritchie.
Hi.
How are you, pal?
Heidi, okay. Hi.
Say hi.
Listen, let me ask you this question.
Go on,
all seriousness.
Right.
Jessie Wallace, right?
Yeah.
You've worked with her a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know her very well.
Yeah.
You're good friends.
Yeah.
Right. When she came on the TV show.
You flirted, didn't
I
you?
I think she took a shine to me.
And I tell you, this is all joking aside, and this is deadly serious. She genuinely does fancy the pants off it. And you know why?
I got that feeling.
No, you know why?
Yeah.
Because you make her laugh.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm not joking.
No, but she did.
I think she fancied
you said that afterwards. You said
she did.
That, yeah.
And she was burning the candle. She said to me when I said, I really like him. And she said, are you single? Are you single?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm single, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we hook this up?
Yeah, no. Let's do it for Comic Relief.
No, yeah, come on. No, come on.
No. When was the last time you were in the square? Can you remember?
What?
Do you remember that? I was trying to work out today. Remember you coming, we did a live show from the square?
Yeah, about 2004, I think it was.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
was
Shane
it really?
8 years ago.
Shane showed us round Albert Square and we got told. He said he went there really tight at showing people around.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
And we said, we've asked and they went, yeah, they weren't.
He and said, that was the only
said,
show.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do it. So when one of the big bosses was there and we'd asked if we could have a tour and they went, no, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Shane went, you're going to give him a tour, aren't you? Of the Albert Square, you'll give him a tour. And they were too embarrassed. They went, yeah, of course
yes,
we will.
Mr.
Yeah,
Richard,
yeah,
yes, Mr. Richard, yes.
And it's never been done since because stuff went missing.
Did it?
That was enough.
I actually, me and Annie Mack went once to do some recording there. We went to interview the cast and I feel like it's confession time. I don't know if it was theft. I feel like it was more of borrowing.
People keep nicking the Albert Square sign. That's what happens. My mum, you were talking about your mum earlier
on. Oh, no, no, take something that big.
I nicked beer, Matt.
I nicked a jack.
This is a true story. So three nights ago, we did a show in the bar for Comic Relief.
Right.
And I got together, and it was only for the cast and crew from EastEnders and Hobby.
Yeah.
So I had Kenny Thomas open the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
They're going to bow to you.
Outstanding.
Yeah, outstanding. John Coleshaw came along.
Oh, yep. Bless him.
Ahmed Dejilly.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Ollie Mers.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Stacey Solomon. Who opened the second half? This might not mean much to you.
She's brilliant.
She's brilliant, but opened the second half was Adamant. What?
Really?
Seriously.
Solomon how and Adamant.
Adamant, Adamant was on. Ollie Murs. And
how was Hook- Adamant? Well behaved.
Well, this was he kept wandering off.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He kept wandering off. And because I kept going to secure, and I was comparing the show, it was in the bar at L Street. He kept wandering off and he's smoking one day. But I mean, there's a man. There's an element of madness about it.
There's a lot of creativeness going on.
Yeah,
in there,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've heard creative stories about him.
Yeah.
And he kept walking away. And of course, and I kept thinking he's going to walk up to the square. And you're not allowed to. And I kept trying to get him back. And he kept saying, when am I going on, Shane? When am I going on? I said, Adam, you're going to open the second half. And he did with Prince Charming.
No.
And Alison Moyet closed the show.
You organised this?
I organised this for Comic Relief.
Is Adamant still in the square? I'd quite like to see him.
It could be still
in the background
around.
He's walking around going, Prince Charming.
Pat Butcher joining in.
Where am I going? Hello?
He's locked in the argy-bargy. Yeah, so we did that the other night and we raised a few quid.
Good well, for you. I'll tell you what, I've done.
Do you want to organise a big weekend? That's a better lineup than we normally have.
It is.
Yeah, that was
Stacey Solomon and Adamant.
Massive. Wow. That's all you need. That's a good show.
Are you filming tomorrow?
Yeah, mate, got the pub open.
What's your first line tomorrow when you're filming?
My first line tomorrow is something to do with Ian, I can't keep doing this again.
Oh, no.
But whatever, you don't mention baby swap. Oh, remember the controversy?
Controversy.
But there's a big storyline coming up where, you know, we get the baby back and I swap it for an iPad.
No, you don't.
Which is going to cause a lot of controversy.
Yeah. And by the way, I thought the way you handled that tram crash was brilliant as well.
It was great. The pyrotechnics was really
good.
When you're in the cabin with Norris.
Brilliant.
Oh,
Norris.
Thank you.
Well, double decker fella, and there was a tram up
there. What a way to go.
I'm listening to Three Counties Radio.
Hey. Wow. So this is late for you then.
She comes straight. Well, I don't live where I used to live. Not far from
not
it.
Far from me.
Lovely day, but I've since moved out.
You're out in the sticks.
The area. Yeah, well, you got Vernon moving there, didn't you?
Yeah. Dave and Vernon lower the tone of the place.
It was time to switch counties, wasn't it?
Become dangerous, Denham. So I had to get out. So
you still out in the country? Still out in the sticks?
Yeah, mate. Still living out.
See, me and Nick were a bit nearer the city.
Yeah,
we really are.
Are you boys living in the city now? Then?
Well,
we've got a little two-bedroom place.
We've got a lovely little place, yeah.
Two-bedroom maisonette, me and Nick share.
Two up, two down.
We're just doing it off, it's all good. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So how much you raised so far then? What's it looking like?
It's weird you should ask.
Is it time to announce it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's almost like they told you to say things.
No, go on then.
So last time we did an update, it was 268,900, and it's blowing our mind at how much money we've raised. Mm-hmm. So £268,000. Oh. It's obviously getting very late, and Nick's on, you know.
Who's not as popular. What's the running order tonight? So Nick, you're on till what?
I'm on till 12.
And then what happens after 12?
It's going to be special the Chris show. Moyle show.
Late.
Davina McCall.
Brilliant. I heard you chat. And then what time's that go on till?
Two.
And then what happens from two?
We go for a kip.
But seriously, are you going to have your power naps?
We haven't had anything yet.
I know you haven't, but so how does that work?
Well, we've got it in the bank.
Like, do you know what? We don't know. Shane, we've no idea. We're just going hour by hour.
But what are the rules, though, about how
we allowed 5-minute break for every 60 minutes we do, and we haven't had a 5-minute break yet.
So you're entitled to how much time now, then?
16 times 5, so that'll be an hour and 20.
Yeah.
So you can go and have a kip for an hour and a half, more or less?
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't advise.
But I think that would be dangerous.
But
also,
power naps.
Also, I think because there's this big unknown coming up when we get
to... Hey, she's called Davina McCall.
No, I don't mean Davina. Exactly. I mean beyond Davina.
NGB.
I think there's such a big unknown that we need to keep that time in the tank in case we really need it later on, I think.
Okay, you need it around about hour 44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely.
Do you want to know about the money?
Yes, please.
Tell you what, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Get a word with management about giving you a pay rise about how many people listen to your show, because we had 268,000.
Nothing to do with me, obviously. Thank you.
No. It wasn't.
No.
From 268,000, we've now raised 291,000.
Wow.
58 today. So thank you very much. That's massive.
What is
from 268 to 291.
Ridiculous.
So what do you think the demographic is now, the audience? What do you reckon?
About Nick?
13 people.
No.
Nah, you're exaggerating.
Yeah.
what is it? Because I know that as the day goes on, the demographic changes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? This is Nick's show, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess everyone watches the telly now, don't they?
Who do you think your audience is?
I think Nick's got a bit of a downer on this time of night, because he has a feature which is like sex line workers, because he thinks they're the only people.
They're the people at work.
Yeah,
they are.
It feels like he's the only DD that has worked his way down. I don't know. Well, what do you think? What do you think?
Do I think I've worked my way down?
Well, what do you think your average, you know, audience is?
Well, number wise.
Well, what kind of person listens to the show?
300,000.
Yeah, but are you talking age or demographic?
Yeah,
age-wise.
Age group.
I know that I have the youngest listener on Radio 1.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's being breastfed as we speak.
Yeah, she is. She loves the show. Yeah. What, like 16, 17?
Yeah, whatever. Who knows?
Who knows?
Same as ours.
Why are you? I find it really interesting. Can I talk about, you know, the BBC? You know, we're constantly being reminded about, you know, the demographic and audience figures, and you kind of work out through the day. It's like watching the TV, you know.
Yeah.
During the day, it starts with breakfast TV, and the same with the radio. Yeah. You kind of kick it off, then you go on to Fern.
I've
and
got no food. Idea what Shane's talking about.
No,
I've no idea.
See, if we'd have spoke about this this morning, you'd have probably found it interesting, but you're scratching your eyes. You're playing with a bottle. You're just happy to be working, Nick. And, you know, this, you know,
says you, Shane. Did you do Run the Risk?
Hey, how do you remember that?
I don't remember anything.
Yes, you do.
No, I read it on the mail.
Oh, the good old guy.
Run the Risk! Hide it high! Sorry, wrong job.
Oh!
All right. Listen, so what are you going? Did you just literally stop in on your way to bed? On your way home?
Yeah.
Oh, God love you.
I might grab a night beer with some friends in town.
Oh, nice. That's good. Yeah.
What are you eating, by the way? What were you eating? I saw you eating earlier.
Chicken pad thai. I've been eating it for the last 2 hours.
You have? Really?
Yeah, we've been having oriental food.
Have you?
Yeah. We had dim sum earlier on.
I ordered a pizza about an hour ago.
Oh, you did? Where the hell is
Where's
it?
That?
Shane probably had it.
Is it? Pizza's landed.
I like the fact that we just complained and it's right here.
Yeah.
Right next door.
Thanks for coming in to see us, Shane.
Richie.
Very, very sweet.
And I'll be listening in the morning, okay, from my fictitious pub.
What time are you going into work?
I'll be leaving about between 7 and 8, but it's on and then we have it on in.
Oh, well, we'll say hello to Shane in the morning. That's your job, Dave.
Defo.
Yeah, right, Shane, on your own.
No, your own names.
I will remember.
There's a good chance.
Do you know what, Shane? You can text us in the morning anyway and say morning, and then we'll say
from
hello.
From everybody. Yeah, no, seriously, guys. From everybody in the Queen Vic. Good luck.
Thank you, matey.
Take care.
Give my love to Jesse.
Jesse.
Oh, yeah, we'll sort that out.
I reckon we should
couple. Something to sort out
for comic relief. We should do it. Get it on.
I don't think we need to.
Get it. I'm not going to get it on for comic relief.
Why not?
Film that. BBC.
Right. The slogan is "Do something funny for money," and there's nothing funnier than that.
Right, that'll do. Thanks. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Richie
with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for comic relief. Hour 17.
Do you like that song, Nick?
It tastes really nice.
Yeah.
How's the pizza?
Drake.
It's good. Do you want some?
I'm all right.
Is that the best you've ever had?
See
what I did there? Because that's Drake.
Do you know what?
Best I've ever had.
I think it might be.
Pizza-wise?
Yeah. From that place, not the best pizza ever. Right. Yeah.
That cheese on a pizza.
Yeah, I don't like
cheese. I don't like cheese, but you got to have cheese on a pizza.
No, I don't really. Too much cheese. I'm all about the tomato.
Are you? I've heard that about you.
Yeah.
That's one of the things
that says on the blogs.
That's what
do you like Drake?
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah, I love Charlie Drake. It's 11:26.
We have a guest here.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you noticed?
Yes.
Look who it is.
It's a vision of an angel.
Shh, don't tell anyone who I am.
Okay.
Let's make it a guessing game.
All right. Well, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So
they can see.
Oh, I suppose maybe one's not been on you yet. At least not.
It's not. Okay.
Okay.
Well, hi, mystery guest number two.
Hello, what's your name? Where'd you come from?
Wow.
Wow, good at
this. That's quite a sexy northern accent.
This guest, actually, I know, he's amazing at every accent. You name a region.
I'm actually really good at accents.
And they will do every accent.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we do Liverpool?
Liverpool? I don't really know where else in Liverpool you want me to be from, but I'm happy to do it.
Scottish accent?
Scottish, well... I don't know. I'm not very good at Scottish, but
this is
I'm
pretty good.
Can you do an Irish accent?
Channel Annie.
Irish. yeah, I can do Irish, but not particularly well.
Oh,
it's not bad.
Do you know what? If I didn't know who was sitting here, I would have absolutely no
clue.
Idea. Not
no
a
idea.
Clue who it was.
Where would you like me to be from for the rest of this?
Zimbabwe.
Listen, Chris.
You're doing Ireland again.
Zimbabwe, no, Ireland.
I am actually doing Zimbabwe from this part of the interview.
Look at this.
It's pretty good.
Where are you from, Nick, again?
It's pretty good. Hey, I'm from Oldham. Can you do an Oldham accent?
Oldham? Yeah, I can do an Oldham accent.
No, that's Zimbabwe.
No, I'm doing you, actually.
You're doing
Mr. Guest, do you know the best way to Oldham?
Yes. Do you know what? A good fact about Oldham is that they are the home of the Tuba Grip.
They are.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. The Tuba Grip.
Yeah,
and
when
Lisa
you drive
Stansfield.
Into Oldham, there is actually a bridge and it says Oldham, home of the Tuba Grip.
There is.
I find that accent really sexy.
Really? What, my accent?
Not yours.
Are you into it?
But when Mystery Guest does it, no offense.
Okay. It's like Sarah from Girls, lol. Yeah.
And she did, and she used to be sexy.
Yeah.
No, she still is sexy.
That's what I said, she's still sexy.
No, you said she used to be sexy.
Oh, she's had a bit of
she is
a bit melty
still.
Now.
And she's, yeah, she's a little bit, you know,
some odd pictures.
I'm only joking, Sarah, if you're listening, you know, I have nothing but love and respect for you. So, Mystery Guest, are you merely passing through? You're not with Shane Ritchie, are you, by any chance?
What new couple? Hope not.
Right.
No, I really hope not.
He didn't offer you to give you a lift home, did he?
No,
oh, my darling, I might be going your way. You might be going my way.
No, I'm all right.
Who knows?
I'm all right, thanks. I know, I'd rather not.
What have you been doing tonight, Mystery Guest?
Well, I went for a very casual drink with a friend of mine. I was meant to go for dinner, and then I didn't, and went for another drink. So.
Okay.
Did you get? Were you going for dinner, met for a drink, and then went, I'll just let's stay here and have a few drinks and not bother going for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. That's nice for him.
That's your style, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
I'm
nice.
On a, this is a clue as to who Mystery Guest is. I'm on a wedding diet.
Oh.
Oh, my God, are you... Prince William?
No, the other
skipping
one.
Giving a meal can't be a bad thing.
Prince
Wait,
Harry?
It can be a bad thing. Anyway, yeah. No,
let's see if anyone's guessing. I'm going to check the text.
Let me have a little look.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a little refresh for you.
Have a refresh.
Yeah, they've guessed it. But they spelled my name wrong.
People always spell it wrong, don't they? Two L. Yeah. Three L's.
The education system is not up to much.
I tell you what.
We need change, thank God.
I'd love to not go
out for David.
I'd love to not go out for dinner with our mystery guest. It looks like a cracking night
in
that bar, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It does look like a good night.
Well, I haven't had dinner, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Shall we reveal who our mystery guest is?
Go on then.
Go on then.
Shall we have a drum roll?
It is.
I'll try and give you a drum roll.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's wait for it. Okay. It is, although everybody in the country already knows who it is, I can reveal our mystery guest
Steve
is...
Steve Strange!
Steve Strange!
No!
Oh,
no.
It's Lily Allen!
Too early.
No, I think people were pretty annoyed already.
Yeah, you could tell it's not.
Three L's that gave it away, I think.
Yeah, the three L's. Mm. Are you alright?
Three L's, I like that.
Or four L's.
The
no, it's four L's.
We're talking about famous Welsh people.
What?
Welsh. We were talking about famous Welsh people the other day.
Yeah.
And I think that Le Cool J is pretty underrated.
Nice. Very good.
Real nice.
Good.
What are you going to do? Because we've got half an hour left on this show. And then I'm going to go out.
I thought you had about 74 hours.
Yeah, they do.
We do. Me and Dave do.
Nick goes at midnight.
Okay. I can stay because I live literally on the street.
Yeah.
She can see into the offices.
This is Clipstone. I'm Great Titchfield. I'm right.
Don't
there.
Tell everybody where you live. Yeah.
No, I want to.
No, really don't.
Come.
Honestly.
To my
house. No. Don't. And of course, she means right here where we're broadcasting from in Ipswich.
Yeah.
So there you
BBC
are.
Ipswich.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, Radio 1 listeners.
Hi, Lily Allen.
So what's the deal? Are people donating money to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you donated?
Well, I haven't donated, but I have put myself up for Twit Relief.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much are you worth on Twitter?
I think I'm pretty high up. I think I'm about $3,500.
Oh, wow. I heard Ashley Banjo got $5,000 today.
Yeah, no,
really?
Well, he was a newcomer. I was so annoyed because he just came out of nowhere today.
Yeah.
I would go Twit Relief eBay on my BlackBerry search, and then I'd go, on the eBay thing, I'd go highest price, and usually I'm second from the top. The in-betweeners car was quite high.
Have you been ego surfing yourself to see how you're getting on?
Of course.
Of course.
There's no shame in that.
I don't know where.
What are you giving away for Twit Relief? What do people get?
Well, I've said that people can, or there's two options, but well, first of all, there was one option, which was a handbag from my collection.
Right,
and actually, what I'm going to do is take a picture of my complete handbag collection, and people can choose.
Nice.
There are some very expensive handbags.
How many have you got?
About 57 million.
57 million handbags.
I think actually, realistically, I've probably got about 100.
100 handbags.
Yeah.
But you've got a boys' prize as well.
But I reckon
they're
all probably over about $1,000 each.
Right.
So that's a good investment.
Mm.
Tell you what.
Well, it's not. But yeah, but it is.
But anyway, so that was the first part of it.
Uh-huh.
And then the second part was to come to my shop, Lucy in Disguise, where they can have an evening with,
drinks and they can have a free hire of one of our dresses, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. For them and for four friends.
Yeah.
And that's then I got a me. Load of complaints the, from guys the... going, well, what about us? And I thought, okay, fine.
Make
what about
session.
a trip to a football match or a cricket match nice. With me? They can sit next to me and some mates, and then I'll send them out for dinner as well, which I will pay for.
I love that. Then I'll send them out for dinner because I don't want to go out with grubby boys.
No, will Agus be there? It's a bit awkward, to be honest. It's like, oh, let's sit down for a three-course meal.
Yeah, and that's only £3,500. I think people have been tight.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Bit.
Anyway, so whatever. that's what I'm offered. But then today, Agus off of TMS. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know who
yeah,
he is?
Yeah, Agus. Yeah. He's a five-legged cricket legend.
He's a real
god.
Broadcasting
yeah.
legend.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's.
Okay, you glamorised S Club Sevener.
Anyway, so he said that I could also throw in, if it was you know, one of the boys that wanted to come to the footy or the cricket, well, actually just the cricket, they could drop into TMS and be given a shout out on there as well.
That's so nice.
Real nice.
Good prize.
Well, are you
Agus is the classic.
Nick, I got asked to do it today.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't
what
know what I could
do.
Give.
What?
Twit relief.
Oh, okay. Not TMS.
No, not TMS. Yeah,
that's
you'd be
serious,
good on there.
That's yeah. inner circle stuff.
Yeah. I'm never doing that. Yeah, so I need something to give away. What could I do?
I don't. I haven't got anything to give away.
I don't know.
I was going to give away Alad from our show.
Yeah, I think that's
nice. That's a good idea.
Do we
for a year.
Want that,
no, forever. They can forever. Have him.
They own him.
Yeah.
Would you want that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's quite tidy around the house and stuff.
I'm anyway, gonna... sorry, can everybody go and bid for my Twitter lift? Because the only reason I was giving away so much was because I wanted to win. Everything is a competition to me.
Right.
And even though it is for charity, I still want to win. So could everybody go on there and bid? I'll give you anything. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you as long
as
I'm
bidding.
Anything.
I'm bidding.
But actually, the in-between is, but that's a car, so that's 21 that's grand, so that's why they're winning.
Can I just say something? Do you know what? If you've no idea what this twit relief thing is, right, then it would sound like everyone's gone a little bit mad and Lily's going, I mean, it's a car, but there's handbags and a day at the cricket. You'd be there going, what are they all talking about? Like a big auction for Comic Relief where people on Twitter will follow you. So if you bid, let's say, for Lily, then Lily will follow you on Twitter and will tell all her followers
to follow you as well.
And I'll do a tweet about you. And I think I've got, I don't know, off the top of my head, 2,701,241,000.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
So that happens. But actually, everybody else that's doing the Twit Relief thing, like Catelyn Moran, I think, is just closing in behind me. Mm-hmm. She's auctioning a trip to the pub.
Yeah,
and a snog as well.
She's a very clever, amazing woman. So actually, I think that would be a pretty enlightening hour and a half in the pub with Catelyn Moran.
It'd be fun.
I was thinking, Lily Allen, good cook is this lady.
Really?
Very good cook. You could maybe pop in on the boys and drop them off breakfast or something. You're a neighbour.
I do. Interested? I cook for about 10 every weekend.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Get them in tomorrow. Drop some off.
There's only two of us.
What's your best dish?
Well, last weekend, on Friday, I did a slow-cooked lamb shoulder with a gratin dauphinois and steamed spinach.
Nice.
On Saturday for lunch, I did a Spanish omelette and also a goat's cheese and spinach frittata. Oh. And for dinner, I did...
Chips.
What? No.
Can of
hot noodle.
No, I did something equally as fresh for dinner. And then on Sunday, I did a roast beef with potatoes, honey carrots, pointed cabbage, roast potatoes... And Swede.
Do you know the advert on Sky is she's right, isn't it? No one really knows who the real Lily Allen is.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a real Lily Allen. I haven't even made my mind up as to who I am yet.
I like you as the Zimbabwe woman.
Really?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
It's the best voice.
You know what, you two must have so much fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You
two are very close. You're good mates, aren't you?
Yeah.
We are pretty good mates. Not as good of mates as Grimmy is with Peaches and...
I don't think I'm good friends with Peaches.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
And Pixie Girls.
Oh, hello.
I
fear some friends' jealousy rearing its ugly head.
I'm not as thin as Alexa Chung, and I'm not...
Oh, no!
I'm not as rock royalty as Pixie Girls off the bat, you know?
No.
I try.
There's problems here.
Lily, do you think you could be a better friend to Nick than some of these other people?
Yeah.
Do you think you really care and love him more than the others do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lily and my mother have Like send.
That sounds like a novel.
Yeah, please hurry up.
Lily and my mother.
Don't you write letters to each other or something's happened? I've definitely been at your house and seen a letter. One from just Elton John, casual. One next to that, my mother. I was like, why has my mum wrote you a letter? Do you remember this happening? Why?
I have to say, basically, I ordered a ridiculous amount of headed paper from a very reputable and posh stationery company.
Sure, as you do.
Just for a laugh, yeah.
That actually the Prime Minister's wife used to work for.
You two have...
It's called
What
Tyson.
Do you two have in common?
Nothing.
It's unbelievable.
No, but
nothing.
Anyway, I had all of this stationery. So basically, anything that anyone, any kindness that anybody showed me in the smallest amount... I would write thank you notes to get rid of these to get rid of these pieces of paper with my name on the top, and Grimmy's mum was one of them, so I sent her a note or two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, in love letters to one.
Have you got through all the
I think I've sent
paper?
You one or two before.
Me?
Have
you had one? Never sent me a note
Actually,
in your life.
You know
life.
What? It's Millsy's, the producer that has no name. I sent him one.
Oh.
Okay. Who, Emlyn?
Mm. No, you've never sent me a note.
No.
Why have you never sent Chris a note?
You should have been thanking me more than you me thanking you.
What for?
For promoting your show.
Where?
Twitter.
In the morning, breakfast time.
Deluded.
You two must have so much fun.
Mm. We used to.
You two are like so opposite of each other. There's Lily sitting there going, well, I ordered way too much personalised headed notepaper. And you can't even write.
I actually can't. I'm illiterate. Illiterate.
Do you cook, Nick?
No.
Illiterate, isn't it?
But he talks about food all the time. If you ever listen to Nick Grimshaw on the radio, every time I listen to Radio 1, which is every time I'm on a motorway, basically, not all the time, I listen to Grimmy and it's like, ugh, I had a soup shift lunch. Ugh, I've eaten a salad for tea. It's like, ugh.
It's true.
Grimmy,
I feel like,
can you
I feel
stop
like it's the only thing
about food. He's obsessed with his weight.
It's the only thing that I care about is what I've just ate or what I'm about to eat. It's a problem. Me and my sister have it. Have lunch. And like, oh, that's nice. What should you have for tea? Like, instant.
Oh, bless.
I plan my life around it.
That's nice.
He's
I
a
like
grimorexic.
That.
I'm a grimorexic.
Like, and he feels like he has to share with his calories with the nation.
Thanks for being my therapist.
So you two are going to go out together after the show?
I have to DJ after the show. I was meant to spend the last 2 hours
I have to go home because my fiancé, or finance, as I like to refer to him as, is only allowing me to be here because it's for charity.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
I'm actually DJing for charity.
Allowing you to go out?
So
where are you DJing?
I'm DJing in town at a hotel at this party for charity after this. So you could actually be allowed out because, again, it's for charity.
Why don't you fly by and pick him up?
Yeah, come on.
I haven't got a car. I have to do it on foot.
Do you have any CDs? Because I don't have any with me.
Yeah,
really? And you're doing a DJ set tonight?
Yes.
I've got those things called vinyls. Do you remember?
No, I don't know.
The old
school
way of DJing.
No. My nephew.
Mozzie, you can't, us real DJs, we use
Can I just say, I feel like I'm in a pub, right, with these two.
Feels like it's been a long day.
And I'm not really with them, but I'm just kind of overhearing their conversation. Yeah. And I feel like. And they've acknowledged me with a nod.
But you're not really sitting with them.
I'm a stranger, but they've seen that I've been in a pub a while. And I feel as I'm with them, but not with them. But it's a lovely moment. And I will tell my friends about it later when they go.
Mm. Oh, what, like behind our back?
No, but in a nice way.
In a nice
way. Like, when my mates come out, I go, you know who was here earlier? Nick Grimshaw and Lily Allen Warren.
I just had that, actually, at Cash Point.
Oh.
Someone was like...
Get a pin,
Where are you going? What are you doing? I was like, nothing. I'm just on my way home. Why are you getting cash out? No reason.
Because I can.
Because I'm venerated.
Don't judge me on it. I worked very hard for it.
Hey, Chris Moyles, I always hear you saying, like, I'm going to the pub or we've been to the pub and something. Can we go to the pub, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Should we go now?
Well, we'd love to.
Can't we just do this live from the pub?
Yeah.
We'd love to.
No, I think pubs are closed now.
We've missed
lasties.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow night on my show on Thursdays, we do a thing called Last Orders. We've managed to scrape a feature.
Paddy's Day tomorrow as
Yeah, so we're gonna do Last Orders from the pub. So I'll go down to the pub for you guys. And get you some drinks.
I think by then we're allowed a little.
Yeah. Are we allowed a quick one then?
Well, I feel like it's disrespectful to the Irish if you don't have a drink tomorrow.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
And we are Irish.
You don't want to breach international law.
You're Irish as well, isn't you? Yeah,
I'm marrying into Irish.
There you go.
Well,
there you
Comedy Dave.
And I'm almost Irish.
Well, you
almost.
Were born in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
which
my
is...
mum's from the Isle of Man. It's halfway to Ireland.
There we go.
Tomorrow night.
Very Irish night.
Should we play a record before your producer?
Yes, please. Let's do my record of the week.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Let's do a record of the week.
Yeah, it's Lily Allen. It's 2 Inch Punch, and it's called Love You Up, and it's a new genre for our ears, love step.
Oh, hello. that's Grimmy's record of the week. Is that right?
That's right. Two-inch punch.
Two-inch punch and Love You Up.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
And that's Love Step, is it?
That is Love Step, yeah. I'm into that record. I love it.
Lily.
Mm.
Okay. Don't go on about it. Don't panic. Everything is fine. Don't freak out. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
I'm very
People
calm
are going to follow
days.
You on Twitter and then try and bid for you on Twit Relief for you to follow them. But don't panic that you're only £100 more than Jedward.
Oh, burn!
I really like Jedward.
Yeah,
so
yeah, me too, actually. Yeah, I really
there.
Like them, yeah.
But are they worth £100
What are they offering?
Lily? They're offering signed trainers.
Well, that's quite good.
Well...
They wear them Jeremy Scott for
a Shall I see who I'm sandwiched between?
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, Kirsty Allsop and Alexa Chung. There you go. There's a Moyle sandwich for you.
There we go. That's happened before.
Hello.
Why not?
No,
she's quite kinky, Kirsty Allsop.
She's what?
She's quite
kinky. Yeah, I reckon.
In a lovely way.
Well, what's not lovely about kinky?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I've been on the air forever. Anyway, so there you are. So that was Grimmy's record of the week, which is a 2-inch punch.
I want to play you this new guy called Frank Ocean. Right. He's very young. He comes from LA. He's in like a crew called Odd Future.
Mm.
Oh. Do you know Odd Future?
No.
Tyler the Creator is a rapper.
I love Tyler the Creator.
Oh, so do I.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got so much
Okay, well, this is his buddy, and he's done a mixtape that you can get online.
Yeah.
And he's sampled all different songs. He sampled MGMT on this.
Nice.
And this is just a good record.
All right.
So let's hear him.
All right.
Lily Allen.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, Lily. All day, you're gonna come in all day.
All day
and be with us. We love you, Lily.
Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to the Zimbabwe lady.
Bye bye.
That's the great sounds of Frank Ocean. Nature Feels.
His mixtape's very good.
What?
He's done a mixtape.
I'd like to hear it. How do I get hold of it?
I don't know, I just found it online. I think maybe on, maybe on his Twitter.
Can you burn me an illegal copy?
Well, I think he's giving it away for free.
Do you also do movies?
Yeah, for £1.
That would
pound,
be great.
So, yeah,
can you get me the new series of Entourage?
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, £2.50 for full series. But I'll bring it in tomorrow. You'll like it. It's kind of like, you know, outcast-y.
Thanks.
You will like it.
It's a very busy show, this Nick Grimshaw show.
You know, it's been busy all day.
Yeah.
Hasn't it? We've not really stopped.
Who's been like your favourite guest today, or favourite DJ, favourite guest?
Well, you
maybe not favourite DJ.
You'd be our favourite DJ.
Of course, of course.
You and you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's another guest on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another well-wisher.
Do you want to say hello?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly Osborne.
Hi, Grimmy. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I've got the flu.
Oh.
You sound a bit hoarse.
God, you should have heard me yesterday. I sounded like a proper man.
No.
This doesn't sound anything like Kelly Osborne.
It doesn't. We couldn't get her.
It's not.
Cheap. What it
is. Are you sure?
I've been on hold for a bloody hour and a half.
Oh,
sorry about that.
We've been busy, Kelly. Say hi to Chris and Dave.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? Are you in bed?
I am in bed. I'm in bed with my dog, and I've been watching you guys on... the live stream all morning.
Oh, God.
Have you?
Are you... Where are you? Are you in the UK?
No, I'm in LA.
Whoa!
Fancy!
Hey! And how long have you been ill for?
It's been like 2 days. I thought it was just allergies at first, but then yesterday I was like, not so much allergies.
Do you have someone to look after you?
I've got Sid with me.
Oh. Can you do the thing that you do to Sid for Chris and Dave? I really think it'll get them going. It'll get people donating money if you do.
What
does she do to Sid?
Hang on, let me clear this up. Sid is who?
A dog.
The dog.
Right, and she does something to
the dog.
And you make me sound like a pervert.
No,
it's my dog.
It's kind of perverse that you shave it like a lion. But do the song.
We're still talking about the dog.
Yeah, it's the dog.
Right. Yeah, fine. Right. Yeah, fine.
Do
Wait,
the
shave it like a lion. Shave it like a dude.
Can we hear the song for Chris? Come on.
Which song, though?
The Sydney song. You know the Sydney song.
I can't remember. I've got so many things.
Sydney.
That one.
Oh, no.
Come on, you've got to do it now.
But okay. I always look at him and I go, Sydney, oh, I love you. Sydney, yes, it's you. Now he's trying to attack my face, but... It's a bit sad because I can't do it well.
She can't do it well.
Well, yeah.
Usually it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's like Lauren Hill.
When her voice is fine, that song doesn't sound weird at all.
No, it's
not. Are we still on the air or have we passed out a little bit?
No,
Kelly, what are you up to at the moment apart from being ill?
I do a TV show on the E! Channel here in America with Joan Rivers every week called Fashion Police, which is amazing.
Wow.
And I just finished my second movie with Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Mm.
But and award season is done finally, so I'm looking
forward. So would you say things are not really going well for you out there at the moment?
Quiet times.
Yeah, so
it's
like,
fun.
I just finished.
I do miss London, though.
Just finished
really
my second movie, of course, with Miley Cyrus. And I do a show with Joan Rivers, as you know, on the E Channel, which gets rebroadcast around the world. But more importantly, I've got flu.
I do have the flu. I'm feeling all sorry for myself over here.
Oh well, don't be. It's into 17 hours now, non-stop broadcast.
17 hours, 24 minutes.
You must have done like a long broadcast. For, like, if you're doing the red carpet at one of these events, how long have you, Kelly Osbourne, worked for?
I've done a good 50 hours before.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
50 hours?
Well, because when we do these award shows, for example, like the Oscars, we get there on the Friday, we have a full day's rehearsal, and then by the time, like, I've gone out and done the things I want to do on a Friday night, I've got to be there again in the morning.
Yeah, but you've
been home and slept, though, haven't you?
And then we have to do 6 a.m. call time back on set to film the wrap-up, so it's kind of constant.
Mm. Kelly?
Yes?
We're not going to get to sleep until Friday lunchtime.
Red Bull?
Well, it's one option, but it's not the best.
Yeah, we can't really do anything like that because then you crash it on the other side when you have any
kind
of...
What about like a power nap?
Well,
yeah. We can do that.
And we're going to have maybe one of those kind of...
How long are you going to go for? I reckon 20 minutes.
Nick, I can go all night long, my love.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Isn't that right, Kelly? Tell him.
I wouldn't know.
Yes, you do.
Didn't you, well, I know this for a fact, you did have a kiss, you and Kelly Osbourne.
There was no tongue.
It was a stage kiss. I could do it on you now.
Okay, well, maybe do it tomorrow.
Go and do it, please.
No, I'll do it now.
Oh, hang on, he's just had a mouthful of pizza.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, I would.
I love food.
Yeah. I wanted to try and pull it out of my teeth.
Do you want me to kiss you?
Let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, we can't kiss on our first date.
All right.
Why? It's not your first date, don't
Yeah, Kelly it does. Kelly does more than that on the first date.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Kelly, how's your love life? Is it non-existent?
Yes.
Well, listen, you're looking great at the moment, and you need a good man to look after you for when you're ill and with the flu.
I'm all right, thanks.
Well, if you can't find a good man, how about Grimmy?
Oh, I'll settle for Grimmy.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were off. One of the best things to say, I'll settle for Grimmy.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Grimmy. You know it.
I'll settle for that.
God, you know everybody, Nick Grimshaw, don't you?
Well, me and Grimmy have been friends for years.
Yes.
We used to work together, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Used to work here, go out DJing. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Do you remember, what was it, the Liquid Club? Like,
we had to go and do a Switch summer tour. It was like the Chemical Brothers on tour, me and Kelly.
I bet.
On the decks. Mental. The mixing. It was amazing.
More like the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah.
Little clubs, and it would be like 12-year-olds dry humping each other on the dance floor.
Hey-o!
I'd be in shock every night.
Whoa. Hello! God, it's late night radio. Is
it's
that
different,
right?
isn't it? It's a different world.
Oh, I tell you, can't get away with this business in the morning. Wowzers.
Kelly, can you not say dry hump on the radio?
Well, you can.
Well, yeah, you can. I think the surname allows
When are you next back in London?
Not soon enough.
Aww.
I'm really homesick. Really homesick.
Come on then, come on.
Well, why don't we all come out to see you then?
Oh, that would be wicked.
Have you got a spare room or spare rooms?
Yeah, I've got one spare room.
I don't mind you and me, Nick.
I'm going on the 14th of April. We should all go.
Yeah, but Grim, just on another note, taking away the conversation, did you know you didn't reply to my email about if you're staying with me or not?
I am staying with you.
All right, good.
Yeah, we can all go.
Why
didn't you reply to her email?
I don't know.
I know, really.
Do you know why I didn't? Because it was a text and I didn't have the number and I didn't know who it was.
I Facebooked you as well.
Well, hang on. Someone said you would text saying, when you come to LA, will you stay with me or somewhere else? And you're going, I don't know who that could be.
No, it came through as a text and the text said...
It could be Simon Cowell. I have no idea.
It could be Lohan. It could be anyone.
It could be Will Smith. It could even be Barack Obama. I don't know. It could be any of my American friends.
It's quite a vague one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I come and stay with you?
Yeah, you can.
We're not giving anything too much away. Whereabouts do you live?
I live right in the middle of Hollywood.
Right.
Hollywood. Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry.
All right, okay, well, good. Well, then I'll come out and I'll come and find you.
Just don't stalk me, please.
No, I'm not going to stalk
you.
He doesn't do that anymore.
I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, that's... seriously, you had your chance, love. You blew it. Stop going on about it, all right? You know, everybody was up for it. Your dad was up for it. Your mum was fine with it. Even Jack was like, yeah, fine. Yeah. And you were like, you're blown it now. And now you're all over me like a rash. Just stay away from me.
It's all right. I got Grimmy anyway.
Yeah, you can have Grimmy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks. Yeah,
he won't even kiss me. The cow.
Oh, don't fall out now.
I'm not going to fall out. I think I'm going a bit delirious.
Do you think you guys are going to get really moody the more tired you get?
Yes!
Of course not! Yes, we are!
And you think there'll be a fight?
I don't think there'll be a fight.
Oh, yeah, do you think, what about infighting? Have you ever had a row before?
No, not really. No.
I think, if anything, we'll just go a little bit nuts. I'm feeling a little bit...
I can sense that already,
delirious.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes.
It's nearly midnight.
Yeah.
It's like 15 seconds away from midnight.
Kelly, we've been on the radio for 17 and a half hours.
That is a long time. Mm. Yeah. What do you do when you have to go for a wee or something?
We go to the toilet. Well, we're not animals. We put a record.
I don't know how much time you have off in between you're supposed to be.
But I can go to the toilet and back in a 4-minute song. It's not like, you know.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really think there's been a 4-minute period where you haven't been on the radio.
There's been a lot of talking.
Oh, I hope your flu gets worse, you rat bag. Oh, that's right. I hope you turn up for work and Joan Rivers goes, oh my God, what are you wearing? I hope you get some grief. I hope Miley Cyrus sends you all her dad's albums every day for the rest of your life. Right, that's it. I'm flying to LA when this show finishes.
Yeah.
And I am going to find Kelly's house and I'm going to press the intercom. When she goes, she picks up, she goes, hello. I'm going to go, this is your worst nightmare. But I have Lemsips. Kelly, get well soon.
Thank you.
Just look, wrap yourself up in bed and sweat it out, love. That's what we do at North. We just sweat it out.
Best way.
Bye, Kelly.
She's crying.
Bye, I'll talk to you later, Grimmy.
Okay,
bye. So you're so showbiz.
Why?
You know everybody.
You know everyone.
Grimmy, you didn't reply to my email. Literally, it's like a conveyor belt of women for you. It's unbelievable.
Quick,
we got to get out because we've got Kelly on the phone. We've got to get Kelly off because we've got someone else here.
It's not like that in our world.
I thought it'd be nice to get them in for you.
Well, that's very nice. It's just, you know, not normally how it is. Oh, are we going out later? Are you coming to see me now? LA? Oh my God, you make me sick.
Yeah, but you are though, aren't you?
What? I'm going out with Grimmy after this, Dave.
Yeah, we're
going
to go.
I've built up an hour and a half break. Have fun.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'm going. Right, you get to go now.
Yeah.
Midnight is here.
Yeah.
So you are fine. You
get
to go.
But the good news is that we are now officially on a different date.
Hey!
Oh yeah!
It's a different date.
It's Paddy's Day.
It's Thursday. Happy Paddy's Day.
Happy Paddy's Day. Mm. Wow.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been
I've
fun,
enjoyed it.
I have enjoyed it.
It's been good,
it's
thank
been
you.
It's been surreal at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a drunk guest on every night? Or is tonight a special exception? Right.
Well, usually, because we do this thing where we get bands in as soon as they've played, and yes.
Right.
They usually are drunk, yeah.
Oh, okay, we've had that.
No, they're definitely not, no. Says producer Jim.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
We did have the We Are Scientists in. They were probably our drunkest guest. Oh, the Claxons were quite drunk.
I've been on the phone with you after a karaoke day, having had a couple of jars as well. Yeah,
we could sense that.
Yeah. This is like the drunk show of Radio 1.
It really is.
All right, well, listen, go off. Good luck with your DJ gig tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Charity.
And good luck for this evening.
Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
See you in 22 hours.
Do you want me to bring out?
Yes, oxygen.
Oxygen.
And a drip. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, thank you.
BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Ever.
Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for Comic Relief. Hour 18.
Already. How you feeling?
Tell you what, Nick Grimshaw's got a great gig, isn't he? Come
hasn't
in
he?
Here, right?
Hasn't he?
Drink like tin after tin of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Right?
Eat
pizza. Order a pizza, right? Have all his showbizy mates come in going, hey, you're so great. Are we going out later?
Goes out DJing straight afterwards.
Yeah. What a life. What a life, Grimmy.
It's an amazing life.
And all because he was a hipster on the scene.
Mm.
What? You were a hipster on
what's
the scene.
What's a hipster on the scene?
I don't know. He was the man that everybody wanted to know. Who's the crazy guy with the great hair? That's Nick Grimshaw. I want to be his mate. That's what Camden used to say. You walk around Camden, you'd hear, Nick Grimshaw, Nick Grimshaw. People whisper his name wherever you go.
Grimmy.
Yeah? He's Grimmy from the block.
Apparently, Nick Grimshaw was in this pub last night. Oh, we should all go in case we see him. That's true, isn't it? Yeah, it's true.
By the way, I'm obsessed with your cool voice. We should all go and see
him. Oh, let's all hang out with Nick Grimshaw. And he became the coolest thing in London. And every TV and radio station wanted him. And it was all a lie because he worked at the Carphone warehouse. He goes home to mum and dad and goes, I got a bloody job on Sally. But when I told you it'd work. Vernon Kay goes, that worked for me when I told everyone I used to be a model.
Thank you, though, Nick, tonight.
Thank you,
and
guys.
Listen, if nothing else, you've learned the best way to Oldham.
I have.
Yeah. Nick, what's the best way to Oldham?
Like that.
Right, and see you tomorrow. Thank or later you. On tonight. There you are. All right. So we're on hour 18. We're halfway through hour 18. We've done 17 and a half hours on the radio. We're going to play a couple of songs, and then it's the Chris Moyle Show with
late.
Davina McCall for 2 hours, because Davina's coming in live. So if you're still listening, thank you. If you're still watching on the red button or online, send us a text, 81199, saying, still with you, and put your name on it. If everybody who's watching now sends a little text, that'll be really nice. So send us a text saying, still with you, if you're still with us, still watching.
It's like a special late night club, isn't it?
Right, a couple of songs.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Nick Grimshaw for comic relief. Hour 18.